Hello once again from Lake Andes and the Charles Mix County Fairgrounds. I'm JP Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, as we are enjoying Achievement Days. And I'm joined this time around by 8-year-old Dodge Van Dusen, enjoying Achievement Days. Dodge, thanks for visiting with us today. And tell us about some of the projects you have here at Achievement Days.
I have my firecrackers, my seat. It's all worked out good.
Well, tell me about your firecrackers. How did they do with the judges?
They did good. I got purple, and the judges liked it. They said I should make some more for them.
Well, that's a compliment in itself. So where did you come up with the plans for the firecrackers?
Online.
And so what are the firecrackers actually made from?
Wood, wire, paint.
What color did you paint them?
Red, white, and blue.
Well, that sounds appropriate. Very patriotic theme as well. Now, I understand you also did a seat project. Tell us about that.
It's a crate with wood, and then it's got foam, and then it's got fabric around it, and then it's stapled on.
What kind of fabric did you use?
One with horses. It's blue, and it's got horseshoes and all that.
How long did it take you to put that project together?
About a day or so.
And you wound up with a purple on it as well?
Yep.
Did the judges want you to make some for them with that as well?
No, they didn't say.
Okay, but the purple is what really does the talking. Now, I understand you're going to be showing an Angus calf. Tell us about your calf.
It's done good. It's a little stubborn at times. The hardest part is trying to keep it clean. And I've worked with it. It's all good and all. My sister's been working with her. It's all been good.
How often do you work with your calf?
Every once in a while. Not every single day, but every now and then when I get time to.
Now, is this your first time showing a calf at Achievement Days?
Yes.
Are you ready to do it?
Yep.
Well, Dodge, this is your first year in 4-H, and I know there's a lot of opportunities ahead. Are you thinking about any projects at this time that you might want to try in the future?
No, I'm good with what I got.
Very good. I have one other question for you, Dodge. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, meaning if someone wanted to know why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's a good opportunity. It's good for you. It's good for your calf. It gets you ready for state shows and all that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dodge, you've done very well here at 4-H Achievement Days in Charles Mix County, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's my friend Dodge Van Dusen, 8 years old, his first full year in 4-H, here at Charles Mix County 4-H Achievement Days in Lake Andes. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.